The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Happy to get started. We can just hang out and talk until they get here. Every time we do this panel each year, people come with sort of a different set of questions that they really want answered, so it kind of makes less sense to just kind of do our spiel and more sense to sort of field questions and sort of directed at what you guys are interested in knowing. I know some of you. I'm Liz Bowles. I'm the Associate Director of the Trial Lab Program. I teach criminal procedure and all the litigation classes for the Trial Lab Program. So I'm happy to answer questions. I mean, I think most people come to these sessions to sort of know what internships to do, what classes to take, what to do if they're interested in litigating and sort of head in that direction. Is that kind of why you guys are here? Is that what you're after? Okay. And I think I've done the panel before with Paul Rice and Mark Niles. And for the most part, I think we take sort of two different camp positions. And so I'll present them both, since that's my job right now, on this idea of a litigation track, like there's some way to go through the school and take litigation classes. We don't have tracks here for a reason. It's a decision by the faculty and a decision by a lot of the students that come through here that tracking isn't necessarily the right way to get the best training for an end career in litigation or any other field. Part of that is because it's kind of nice to come out of law school as a well-rounded person. You have opportunities here to take all kinds of classes, so taking all litigation classes doesn't necessarily make you a better litigator. You still have to take the underlying law. You still need to understand how to analyze things in sort of a different way to think about it and to write it. So taking all litigation-centered classes isn't necessarily going to do that for you. If you know you want to be in a courtroom, if that's sort of your end game, you know you want to stand up, you know you want to try cases, we certainly have a lot of opportunities here. And the good thing, I guess, about the way we do it here is they're not really mutually exclusive. It's not like you just can take one and you can't take others or that sort of thing. And we don't have a lot of prereqs to take those classes. But there are some. So if you know you want to be in a courtroom and you're thinking about the classes that you want to take, know that in order to take trial ad, you have to take evidence, right? So you either have to take it before or at the same time, and you got to sort of plan your schedule accordingly. We just were approved for an LLM in advocacy, which is going to change some of the selections for classes that you have. Are you all first years? Yeah, all first years? Okay, so for the next 2 years, you're going to see more litigation-centered classes showing up on the catalog. They're going to be open to both JDs and LLMs, so you may be in class with somebody who has practiced before if you decide to take those classes. Some of them will have prereqs. Most of those prereqs are going to be classes like pretrial civil litigation, or trial ad, either civil or criminal. So hopefully by the time you guys are third years, you may actually have a handful more to choose from than your predecessors did, because the LLM is sort of driving that program. Clinic is a fabulous way to get some experience in dealing with clients, skills in actually dealing with clients, which is something that most law students come out of law school with absolutely none of. The thing about clinics is you also need to understand there's a lot of different clinics that have different levels of litigation within them. So I'm not a clinical professor and I don't work in clinic, but there are some that have more in court time. There are some that deal much more with sort of transactional work and that sort of thing. So you should really look into them and decide sort of where you want to apply and where you want to head within the clinic structure. But wonderful experience, to get it. I mean, you're at the right school to do it, get a huge clinical program, so probably worthwhile to take advantage of. The other thing that this is my vote, I don't know if everyone agrees, but we have a fabulous externship program. Something like 300 employers in all different types of litigation, all different types of work, unbelievable experiences. Considering the externship program, you have to work at a pro bono organization or government agency or something of that sort. So to have 300 names on that list of places that are willing to supervise you and give you work is amazing and so much more than most schools have to offer. The thing about externship, though, is it is kind of what you make of it. I think a lot of people just check the box of externship and say, I'll go do an externship and get this name or this, this agency on my resume. The thing that I did a lot of hiring when I was in practice, and one of the things that I used to love is when someone would walk into my office and have a story to tell, would have the thing that made them want to do this for a living, or the experience that they had at the public defender's office or at the AUSA or someplace else, you know, whatever it was, where they said, listen, this was the moment when I sat in court and I watched this happen, or I dealt with this client and I realized the role of the lawyer that I was working for and how they did that. That's the thing that made me think this person really has thought about wanting to work in litigation, or is able to, right? Comprehend the bigger picture, comprehend the work that actually has to be done. So to me, externships are essential. Such a great school to do it at. You have so many opportunities. Go out and do it. The other thing is talk to other students who have done externships, because some are better than others. You know, some give you more quality work. Some are more heavily supervised than others. Some it's mostly writing. Others it's mostly research. You know, you kind of have to figure out what it is, the experience that you're after. Talk to other students. Figure out where they were. Figure out whether it was a good experience or not. So choose wisely. You don't get to do a lot of it because, you know, you don't have that many non-classroom credits here. So choose wisely that you're gonna end up doing it. That's kind of my spiel. Can I answer some questions? Can I, in specific to your situation or things that you might want to know? Yeah.
I'll start off. Okay. I'm interested in more kind of appellate advocacy. So not at the trial level, not civil or criminal litigation, but I guess it'll be civil, but at a higher court level. So moving on to like federal appellate litigation. Because I can't really do that in a clinic.
Right.
You can't really get practical experience until I'm barred. You know, how do I kind of pursue that? Is that externships only? What do I do here while I'm here?
A couple different things that I would suggest. One, take the class. Okay, that's sort of the easy opportunity. In the class, you're going to take a brief, you're going to write it, you're going to get that sort of sense of what it takes to write a brief. You also probably have externships on the list that are 100% appellate work. And if they're not, and they're not on the list, keep in mind you can always seek and find some other externship that's not on the list and foster that relationship. Like, for example, in Virginia, most public defenders, if you're a public defender or you've got any bent about that, but most public defender's offices do their own appeals. And they would kill to have a student who is willing to work hand-in-hand with a attorney and going through that transcript, figuring out the appellate issues, writing those briefs, preparing them for their oral arguments. It's one of the first things I did as an intern back in the early 90s for a public defender's office. Very first job I did was I walked in, someone had a cold appeal, they'd never seen the case before, they didn't have time with their busy trial, you know, schedule to become invested in this case right away, and I dove in. Fabulous experience. I didn't want to be an appellate lawyer, but man, was that great, right? I'd learned something very specific, I got some great experience, and then I could go later on in later jobs and say, you know what, that's something I did. So I would say go find an office that does appellate work, see if you can't find one on the list, make an externship of your own. You know, petition them, can I do this? It's pro bono, it's non-paid, it's, you know, can I go out and do it? And then maybe you get the experience that way. But, appellate work, we certainly have alumni that do that, you know, that are very well known, especially for Supreme Court work. So you really could also maybe go through the Office of Alumni Affairs, try to find people that you could go to and say, listen, would you like 10 hours a week from me? Free. I want to figure out what it is that you do, and for the next, you know, 3 months, I'm going to come to your office and I'm going to help you do this. You're not going to pay me. I'm not going to get credit. But, man, are you going to have some great stuff, right? You might realize you don't like it, too. It's a wonderful thing to do when you're in law school is to figure out what you don't want to do, right? So, yeah, there's so many ways that you can get that experience in sort of non-structured ways, too. Any other questions, other stuff? You're like the easiest panel ever, the panel of one. You're welcome to any time. You know, I'm happy to talk to you about careers in litigation, that sort of stuff. The one thing I will close is kind of, I think, a rumor that floats around out there and people wonder, do I have anyone here that's interested in being a public defender? Anyone that sort of has that sort of area? Okay, well, then it's not relevant to you, and I don't really have to talk to you about it. I think a lot of people think that there are certain jobs you shouldn't have or should have if you're trying to be a public defender ultimately, and I think there are some offices that feel very strongly about where you've worked before, but for the most part, they want to know the experience. They want to know that you mean it when you say you want to be a trial lawyer and that you actually know what you're talking about, so that you've done the externship or you've done the summer clerkship or you've done something that gives you that reference point so you can say, I actually do understand what this job is and I can do it and I want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about for those of us that, like, I guess litigation might seem like something sexy, something that, like, we might have found interesting
before
law school.
Yeah.
And then I guess the experiences you've had so far maybe might have not been so good. Like, what would you point us to, I guess, aside from externships? Are there classes with trial advocacy? Or, I mean, what are the experiences that we should be looking to maybe see if that's kind of the path to go down?
I got to be honest with you. Litigation runs the gamut. Litigation can be everything from entry-level public defender, where you walk into court, which is what I did for 5 years out of law school, with 30 case files in your hand, and you've seen half those clients and you haven't seen the other half, and you go and you try 4 or 5 cases in a day. You know, that's one form of litigation. The other side of it is sort of the civil litigator who spends a lot of litigation time in pretrial. You know, maybe in the course of their career has 3 or 4 trials, and that's it. But they're still litigators. They're doing a very different job. So I would suggest, if you're really not sure where you fall in that spectrum, or if you really know whether criminal or civil sort of interests you, take a couple of those classes. Take pretrial civil lit. See whether or not discovery is something that repulses you when you finally get in there, or something that makes you sort of interested in the whole dynamic of getting information and giving information and sort of sifting through all that stuff before you ever step foot in a courtroom. It's a very different job. It's a very different sort of approach to the whole thing. So I think you got to take a couple of those classes just to get a sense for where you fall in that spectrum. The best experience for me was, you know, my summer jobs, externships. Just get there, go work for a lawyer if you can that spends some time in court. So you actually have to sit there and see what they do in court. And for many people, that is a complete turnoff. They think it's very sexy. They think it's very, you know, you're dynamic and you're up there. But for the most part, you're begging, you're pleading, you know, your client doesn't do what he's supposed to do. They spring stuff on you. Opposing counsel's rude. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you're sort of like, God, that was awful, you know. And for the most part, you got to see that and you got to figure out, hey, you know, do I really want that? The other unknown is dealing with clients. If you've spent your whole life sort of never having a service relationship with somebody, and you get out there and you're in a situation where you have a client relationship, so not a big firm necessarily, but a smaller firm, a PD's office, even a prosecutor's office where you're dealing with witnesses all the time, and you haven't had that before, for many people they end up having a visceral reaction to that sort of client closeness. I've had a lot of friends who thought they knew what they wanted and went out and was like, this is not what I want. I do not want this closeness. I want to argue issues. I want to do appellate law. You know, I want to take the law and argue it. I really don't want to examine witnesses. It's too much humanity in that, right? There's too much interpersonal relationship for me to cross-examine someone. Trial ad's a really good way to figure out whether that appeals to you. Cross-examining someone is very intimate. There's a level of intimacy with strangers that you have to be comfortable with in order to do that kind of work. So worthwhile to take those classes to see whether any of that really appeals to you in the end. It's not like TV. It's actually a very stressful, that part is real. Because you're a lot of responsibility. Responsibility to your clients, to your firm, to your company, to the system. There's a lot of sort of roles that you're filling in those different jobs. Any other stuff? Anything? Okay. Well, my name's Bowles, BOALS. You're welcome to email me or stop by anytime. I'm sorry that you only got me today and that we only talked for 14 minutes. But I'm wondering if there's another half panel somewhere, which is possible. We could probably walk around this building and find where the rest of the group is. So anytime or anything you need, just let me know. Okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome.